Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on Facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hi, and tonight you're going to hear Mess with MS on the Brain Injury Radio Network. My name is Lisa Dreyer, and like I said, you're listening to Mess with MS, and tonight my guest is David Lyons. The show airs every Saturday, and the second Saturday of the month, and the fourth Saturday of the month. And Brain Injury Radio is on in all 50 states and 36 countries. We are on at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. We're for survivors, caregivers, and therapists of people with brain injuries, and specifically, my show is for people with multiple sclerosis. So tonight, we are with David Lyons, and David is here to talk about his life as someone not just with multiple sclerosis, but who is an advocate for people with multiple sclerosis. And he does a lot of things. He is an author. He is, like, as I said before, he's an exercise guru. And David, you step right in. You are the one who, you just were telling me, you are a very, very busy man recently. So you give our studio audience a bit of what you've been busy at.
Sure. Well, Lisa, thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure being on your radio show. And, you know, for those who don't know who I am, I'm the founder with my wife Kendra of the MS Fitness Challenge worldwide charity, where we're helping people all over the world get educated and trained in lifestyle and fitness. We've been doing that for over 6 years, and there's just so much going on. But, you know, before I get into talking about all the things that we're doing and what I'm doing with other companies to help people with MS, you know, I want people to really understand why I do what I do. I've been a bodybuilder my whole life, and when I was diagnosed back in 2006 at the age of 47 with MS, it really kind of changed my whole perspective on life and changed the way I thought about what I was doing and how I was doing things. So when I got on stage a few years after my diagnosis and I competed again as a bodybuilder, even after they told me I would be in a wheelchair, I started getting a lot of people seeing what I was doing. And at that point is when, you know, my wife Kendra, who's an RN, she's been an RN for over 20 years, had said to me, you know, we need to start helping people with MS and explaining the importance of doing exercise and being involved in some form of fitness activity. So we started the MS Fitness Challenge charity. My goal over all of this time, and still is to this day, is to continue to help every single person with multiple sclerosis, whether they're here in the United States or where they're as far away as Lithuania. And believe me, I have a trainer in Lithuania right now. But we want everyone with MS to be helped. So our goal is to reach everybody. And we're doing that in so many different ways, Lisa. You know, it's hard to even get to all of this in a radio show, but we've connected with many companies, not just our own charity, but outside organizations, big companies, even big pharma. And we're working with all of these people to be able to bring people with MS a lot of options and a lot of ways to exercise and a lot of ways to get connected. So, you know, Lisa, if you want, I could start talking about those things, but or if you have questions that you'd like to ask me before I go down that road, because once I start, you're going to have a hard time stopping me.
Well, I mean, I do have questions. I know that recently you were in Kentucky at an event. Was it Kentucky? I included some of the pictures.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri. Okay. That's the K word. Okay. I included some of the pictures from the event that you were at in the scroll that we'll go through when people look through the on-air live pictures. And it looked like a great event. And so you got to meet all kinds of people with MS at the event. And what was going on there?
Okay, so what we did is we partnered with another organization called Wrestling MS. Now, it sounds like you're going to be in a wrestling ring, but it's actually biking and cycling. And the reason it's called Wrestling MS is because all of the people that got involved were wrestlers together in college, and one of them ended up getting multiple sclerosis, so they formed Wrestling MS. And they reached out to me and made me their senior fitness director. You know, so I'm doing all of the exercise programs for the people that will be going on bicycles at their Wrestling MS events. Because a lot of people, although they would love to ride a bike with MS, their legs are not coordinated enough or they're not strong enough. You know, there's things that I do with them and our trainers do with them to teach them how to exercise and get those legs moving on a bike. But the Kansas City event was really phenomenal. Kendra and I went into a gym with a bunch of people that had MS and showed them different things they can do in the gym, some with equipment, some with resistance bands. But it was a really great event, met a lot of fantastic people, and we're moving forward doing a lot of good things with this biking organization and helping people get on bikes. And by the way, Wrestling MS is an organization that if you qualify, you will receive a free bike to ride. But we have to get them on those bikes and be able to do that, and that's where I come in as the fitness director for that company. But that's what the event was about, Lisa, and it was a lot of fun, met a lot of great people, and educated a lot of people with MS on the importance of exercise to be able to bike.
That's fantastic. I had another guest on recently who was talking about the fact that he loved to bike and was having difficulty with biking because of his multiple sclerosis. My partner loves to bike. He has MS as well, and he just recently got on his bike and was able to do a little bike ride, and he made it farther than I would be able to walk quite, that's for sure.
Well, that's great.
It was,
and like
quite
you said,
amazing.
It's a lot of fun to bike.
Yeah.
But a lot of people with MS, because of drop foot or just the coordination and the weakness, they're not able to make that motion. But there are exercises that we can teach them and we have them follow through that enables them to be able to get on a bike and do that motion. And even if they can't get on a bike outside in the street, they're able to get on a stationary bike in a gym. So that's one of the things that we're doing with MS Fitness Challenges. We're partnering with other organizations and helping to bring the fitness aspect to what they're doing.
Have you heard any complaints from anyone with multiple sclerosis as far as, like, the tightening in their muscles or spasticity or anything like that, as they cannot work out because of those things?
Yeah, I hear a lot of that. You know, it's unfortunate with MS, the symptoms that we have are really, or can be really debilitating. You know, the key, Lisa, is the mind connection to the muscles. We are damaged by the nerve situation that we have because of MS, so our nerves are not working correctly. But there is an ability, if you can connect the mind to the muscle and get it to move and constantly do the same movement, that you can overcome that nerve damage. You do not cure the nerve damage. You do not fix the nerve damage. But, for instance, I'm able to leg press a lot of weight and do a lot of things with my legs that my brain is telling my leg that it cannot do. But the reason that I'm able to do it is because I've strengthened those muscles so much by repetitively working them out. And then the muscles are automatically doing the movement that the nerve is no longer telling it to do. So it's kind of a weird anomaly with working with MS when you have those type of situations where your leg's not moving, or your hand, you can't feel your hands anymore, or you get stiff, uncoordinated. By exercising, you can train those muscles to do those things that it can't do. And also the strength alone enables you to do things. We're doing exercises that literally are getting people to stand up out of wheelchairs that have never stood up out of their wheelchair in the room. Well, you know, I would say it's amazing, but it's really the body. And it's the mind and the body working together. And there are three keys that I tell people. But I say there's three keys to fitness and beating this. And one of them is the mindset, the second is the exercise, and the third is nutrition. When you put all of those three keys together, then you can open the door to MS, and you could do some of the things that you were told or even you believe that you can no longer do. So it's an exciting program that we're doing, and it's exciting the relationships that we're making with other organizations. And I was also brought on as the senior fitness director for MSWorkouts.com, which is an online service that has all these different exercises that we've all worked on together to bring people with MS, and it gives it to them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever they need it. They could go in and figure out how they want to work out, whether they want to use a wheelchair because they can't get up out of the wheelchair yet, or whether they are standing already. All of those exercises are there. So these are the type of things that are helping us to help everybody else with MS. And, you know, I want people to understand it's not about trying to get people to buy things or to spend money every month. That's not the goal. But things do cost money. So we have to start looking at what is important to spend our money on when we have MS. Can you take $25 a month and go on a program like MSWorkouts.com and be helped physically and also emotionally, because when you're able to do things, you emotionally feel better. So I connect the physical to the emotional and the mental part. But you have to start looking as a person with MS, what is important? Is that $25 meal that you're going to eat at some restaurant more important than being able to go on an exercise program on a monthly basis? I don't think so. But, you know, one of the complaints you always have is things cost too much money. But we also have to remember that there's got to be a budget in our lives that enable us to fight this disease through all different ways that we can do it, whether it's supplements that we need to buy, whether it's the right type of food that we need to spend extra money on because organic, great foods don't come cheap, whether it's a trainer, whether it's a training program online. Whatever we have to do, we have to look at our budget and try to make it work so that we can fight the disease. Because I could only do so much through the charity. We do a lot of free things and give a lot of things away for free. I work with people for free and give them online training programs. We have 12-week challenges that we do nationwide. We're working on one right now that'll be starting in New York and one in Florida, where we pay for the trainers to work with MSers for 12 weeks, and we give them a complete program. It's all paid for. So an MS, Wrestling MS gives away free bikes. So there are things that we can provide that make it easier financially, but we all need to realize that we have to have some type of budget in our monthly expenses that helps us to be able to beat this disease and put the dollars where we need to.
I agree, and I think it is important to decide where to put your money. I mean, I know that personally in my household, we spend a lot of our money on our food budget because we try to buy as much organic food as possible and healthy food as possible. We also spend money on gym membership and
right.
other things. And, I mean, it's important.
You're doing the right thing, Lisa. You know, again, you have people that complain that they're not getting better, but then when I ask them, you know, are you in a program? Are you eating and following a Walls diet or a diet that is really good for anti-inflammatory? Are you taking supplements that help you? Their answer is no. And if the answer is no, then there's no way to get better. So you've got to implement the things that will work to help you. Now, yes, things are very expensive. It's crazy. I mean, just going to the store, you know, to follow the Walls protocol is not a cheap endeavor. I mean, you know, it's a lot easier to go to McDonald's and get some French fries. But, you know, at the end of the day, you want to bring your body to an anti-inflammatory state. And unfortunately, the world doesn't make it easy for us. So we have to spend the money to be able to do that. You know, it's the catch-22 we all have. You know, we can't afford to spend it, but we can't afford not to.
Yeah, and when you're following the Walls protocol, you basically are making all your own meals.
yeah, right, I know.
There's not, you know, a very I mean, you can go out to eat sometimes.
Yes.
If you're very careful about it and you make sure that everyone at the restaurant is very careful about how they make your food. But
well, that's always the challenge. It's always the challenge because, you know, you go to a restaurant and they put in, you know, a lot of sodium. They make things with very bad fats. And you're never sure exactly what's going in that food. So it's always, you know, unless you know the restaurant, it's always better to eat at home and make the food yourself, especially when you have an inflammatory disease like MS. You know, I'm not saying not to eat out because I'd love to eat out as well, but like you said, you know, pick and choose what you eat. Make sure when you order food, you tell them, hey, can you keep it low sodium? Could you make sure you're not using, you know, bad fats in the cooking? And a lot of restaurants these days will listen to you and kind of work with you when you have those type of diets.
I don't know about you, but I know that in my area there was like a handful of places rather than, you know, like this is like Restaurant Central where I live. But there's just like a handful of places that I know it's safe to eat at. And those are the only ones that we can go to. But, I mean,
yeah,
I'm very adventurous. I'd like to go everywhere. But, you know, you can only go to those unless it's a big mission to, like, figure out if it's okay to eat at the other places. So it's not worth that all the time.
Well, since we're
yeah.
down the road of talking about food and those things. One of the other companies that I'm working with is McCall Fitness. And McCall Fitness formulated a pre-workout and a nighttime formula that I helped them to formulate that has unbelievable nutrients in it, really great for energy, for recovery, for growth, for sleep. And they formulated these products 100% natural with not one thing that is artificial or inflammatory. In fact, the ingredients they have in these products, which are called LY2, Liquid Youth 2. It was, used to be Liquid Youth, and then with the reformulation, they call it LY2. But they have a lot of anti-inflammatory ingredients, getting tremendous results from people all over the country that are using it, not just for fitness, but even people with MS and other autoimmune diseases have been using it when they're working out or before their workout, and then they drink it at night. Fantastic formulation. And that's another company, you know, that I'm doing some things with because of what they stand for, because that they want to help people with multiple sclerosis. And they donate, by the way, back to our charity. So for every sale that they make a donation to the MS Fitness Challenge, which is phenomenal. So that's a great thing that we're doing recently. One thing that just recently happened, which you might have seen on Facebook, is the drug company, EMD Serrano, just awarded us a really, really nice donation check to continue to help people with MS get trained and to also educate trainers on MS. Now, Serrano's a drug company, and they make the drug Rebif, and I know a lot of people like myself don't take MS medications. But I will say that the pharmaceutical companies, and especially EMD Serrano, are really starting to look at the combination of not only their drugs, but how important it is to put people on a fitness and nutrition program. And they've stood behind my charity for 4 years now, and they're continuing to stand behind my charity, and they continue to fund us and to help us be able to help people with MS. So I know that there's a lot of negativity about the big pharma, and I am one to jump on that bandwagon when I see, you know, a lot of money being made just throwing drugs out. But when you have a company like EMD Serrano who's willing to stand up with me and help people get into fitness and nutrition, you know, you start applauding them for seeing that the truth is not just medication, but it's a combination of working with your doctor, getting in the gym or working out at home, eating right, taking the right supplements, and having the right mindset. So it's very exciting, Lisa, the things that are going on for me and Kendra, and the charity and the companies that are coming to us, and the support that we're getting from other organizations. So I'm very excited. Also very excited that our MS Fitness Challenge Gym Facebook group is almost at 2,000 members in only months of existence. I know, it's crazy. But, you know, I'm watching all these people connect to each other and talking about what they're doing in fitness, and all of us sharing our advice and the things that we do, and our MS trainers getting in there and helping people. So I saw it grow very quickly, and I suspect it's going to keep growing. But it's a great platform. So it's also MS Fitness Challenge, but it's MS Fitness Challenge Gym on Facebook. And anybody listening to this is welcome to join. We will let you in the group. It's a closed group because we just want people with MS and trainers for MSers on that that group. But it's a great place to learn a lot about different things in nutrition, fitness, talking about what you're doing, just a place where we can help each other and support each other. And, again, it's grown tremendously. I'm very, very happy and proud of the people that are coming on there, and the trainers and the people with MS that are exercising every day and talking about it. So it's been a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. If you could please share the link to it on my personal page, because we're also friends on Facebook, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. I will.
Yeah, thank you.
And one of the other things that is really exciting, well, there's two things that are really exciting. One, of course, my new television show with Lou Ferrigno.
I know, that's what I was just going to say. Speaking of Facebook.
Yeah, it's right now the show's called Pumped, the Muscle Hustle, and Big Lou Ferrigno is one of the hosts with celebrity trainer Mike Torsia. And what we're doing is we take 12 gym rats out of the gym. These are people that are always in the gym working out, not just competitors, but people that just love to be in the gym. And we're bringing them out to teach them how to become successful in business and life. So it's a little bit of The Apprentice, you know, meets Pumping Iron, but we're showing the world that people in the gym are not dummies. You know, just because they have big muscles doesn't mean that they don't want to strive to become something or have goals in business. And we're going to help all of these people learn about business and learn about being successful in life. And one lucky person that ends up at the end standing to win the pumped trophy is also getting a $100,000 deal with one of our sponsors to start their to help start their own brand. So it's really going to be exciting, and we're looking forward. That'll be airing on Discovery Life the first quarter of 2019. We're just starting production in June. We just finished our trailer, and as you've seen on Facebook, Lou Ferrigno's going on and Mike and talking about it. So it's also been a very fun experience, and I created the show originally, and then Mike Torsha.
Got a great concept.
Oh, thank you. And Mike Torsha, who's a longtime friend of mine for over 30 years, helped develop the concept even further with me. So we both created the show, and we sat down with Lou Ferrigno, who we've known from New York, you know, back in the days before he was even the Incredible Hulk. And we explained the show to him. He was very excited about it, jumped on board to become one of the hosts with Mike. And we're going to have a lot of guest appearances, people that have been very successful in business that are going to be coming on some of the episodes, people like Damon John from Shark Tank, Tony Little, you know, just people that have been successful and also are involved in fitness will be helping, and there'll be a lot of surprise guests, and it's going to be an exciting show.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
I'm excited to get it on air. It's been a long battle to get a show like this because, you know, a lot of people, you know, their perception of guys like me is that we just spend our lives in the gym. And, you know, and as you know, Lisa, I run businesses and that is a charity. But most people in the fitness business are not doing what they need to do to get to the level that they want in success. And we're going to help them do that. And speaking of businesses and things that have to do with fitness, I just became partners of a company called Astro Dorrance Bungees. So I don't know if you've seen it, Lisa, online, but we're utilizing a bungee system that is patented that we came up with. Well, actually, I didn't come up with it. I'm now a partner in the company, but Patty Cummings, who's the original founder, came up with this amazing system. And what it does is it actually makes you aerodynamic and helps you to be able to do movements that you could not do if you were not in the bungee. So you'll see a lot of videos that will be coming out, and I've done a few already. I've used it to be able to do things like squatting that I couldn't do, exercises with dumbbells that I can't do outside of this. I was able to even run with the bungee where I can't run when I'm not in the bungee. It's really an amazing
That's
product.
Amazing.
I've seen
people use bungee, like, as in theater. We use them for the Renaissance Fair for people, like, floating and doing amazing things. But I haven't, you know, seen anyone who's not an aerial performer use one. So it would be really interesting to see someone not trained use one.
Well, it's specifically made for working out, and it's really unbelievable. It's everything was put into it physiologically so that it works correctly. And you could actually fly with this, but you can get an amazing workout. You can do push-ups when you could never really do them if you've got some type of issues with MS and you can't get down on the ground. This enables you to actually get down on the ground and pop back up easily. So look at astrodorrance.com, and you'll see a lot about what's going on there. We're in 37 states, 5 countries already, and it's going crazy with people using it and getting results. The testimonials are unbelievable. You see videos of people that have had heart attacks, that had arthritis, that have had really rough times working out. Once they get in the bungee, they're able to get a complete and unbelievable cardio workout and resistance training workout utilizing the bungee. So when Patty reached out to me and showed me what she was doing, you know, I immediately jumped on board after looking at it and seeing the results that it gave, and it evolved into now I own part of the company, and we're working together to bring it into more countries and bring it into all the gyms around the United States as well, and also get a home version in the homes of people that have MS and arthritis and other conditions where they're not able to get out into the gym. We're enabling them to hook it up in their garage and do their workout there. So it's another great thing that's happening. And, you know, I just feel blessed, you know, Lisa, with all the things that have coming to us and being able to help so many people with MS. And, again, it is all I want to do as far as my life is I want this all to be about helping people with multiple sclerosis. One of the episodes that we're doing on our Pump television series is going to be about multiple sclerosis, and we'll have a big announcement about that when it's ready to air. But we're going to be working with people with MS in the gym, with trainers that have MS on this episode, and we're going to be working with the bungee system as well. So it's going to be another great avenue to bring awareness for the MS Fitness Challenge, to bring awareness about multiple sclerosis, and bring awareness about how important fitness and nutrition and mindset are in beating this disease. So I'm utilizing every avenue that I have, from the TV show to the companies that I'm working with, to be able to help as many as I can and to reach out to all the MSers in the world that need the help.
Yeah, that's a great thing. You actually just reminded me that we had on the show, or I had on the show, an actress, Tiffany Jade Lyons. I don't know if you've ever heard of her, but she was on the show, she is now. She's a guest on the show, and Orange is the New Black. And she's quite fit, and she is an MSer. And, she's a very smart girl. She's really great. And she would describe herself as a gym rat, I think. I think you guys will get along quite well.
Well, you should connect us, because, you know, there's an opportunity for me to possibly come on that episode that we're doing with MS, because we haven't filmed it yet. So connect us. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all exciting things.
I definitely will, because, yeah, this is it's all very exciting, and it's very exciting to connect people. It really is. And recently, all I know, hearing you talking about, you know, all your work that you've been doing, I know that with my hashtag MSBeautiful, that, and going to the different states, and we recently did Colorado, and I'm getting ready to do Louisiana and Boston and so many other states. Yeah, and we're just touring all over the place. And you know what? It's all about, and, you know, I spend my own money on it. So, and it's a labor of love.
Absolutely.
Of love.
So here's a question for you, Lisa. So I'll turn the tide here, and I'll be the interviewer for a second. So with all the traveling, how do you manage the planes and all of that, you know, going from city to city, getting into the airports? How are you handling that?
That could be hard. My walking has really improved, especially since I began the Lemtrada that I'm on now. My walking has really improved. And because of the new medication, but as before that, I mean, my walking had improved. But the Lemtrada has really improved my walking. My MS really affected my walking. The Lemtrada, I can't even tell you, I had dropped foot, and within this year, my drop foot has gone away because of the Lemtrada.
That's phenomenal.
Airports are much easier for me now. Because
I know it's a challenge, you know, it's a challenge for most of us with MS, you know, the whole getting on and off the planes and dealing with the crowds. And, you know, when you have a connection flight, you have to go from one terminal to the next to get there. And it's at the completely opposite side of the airport.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
And I travel all the time. I do a lot of traveling, but just for fun, and I have family all over the place, and you know, but I like to travel too, but it is exhausting with MS.
Let's get back to your drop foot situation. So, you know, the medication has helped you, but let me ask you: have you done exercises for drop foot? Have you done specific movements for your legs when you're at the gym or at home with a resistance band? Because there's a lot of things you can do to even make it better with exercise.
There are certain exercises that I do with a resistance band that I think might be good for my drop foot. I ride the bike. That's my main exercise. And I walk. I have a dog, and I walk her. I don't know, I dance all over my house. I have a ton of yoga videos and stuff that I do sometimes.
Well, I'm gonna send you some exercises I want you to try, and you let me know if they help you a little bit even more than you are right now, to help you walk a little bit better, help even more on the strength for that drop foot. There's some things I'll send over to you.
Yeah, and I have done some weightlifting. I'm not like a weightlifting person, but I have done it before. My significant other is more a weightlifter. He had been for a while. He isn't lifting as heavy weights as he was, but he still is incredibly fit. So,
that's great.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to make fitness and nutrition part of your life. I tell that to everybody. You know, no matter what you're doing, there's got to be some form of activity. You know, and it's not all about bodybuilding. You know, what it's about, it's about being fit and doing what you want, and it's about setting the goals that you want to set. You know, I tell people, I don't really recommend training the way I do as a bodybuilder for MS, but I recommend finding exercises that will help you strengthen yourself, and then find what you want to do. If you want to rock climb, then do that. If you want to be a golfer, you can still do that. There's so many things that you can do MS should limit you. Yes. You know, and you find those things and you set short-term goals to get to, and then you set long-term goals. But it's about fitness and it's about exercise and movement more so than it is about being in a gym and being a bodybuilder like I am, you know, and I want people to know that, because, you know, people look at me and go, I don't want to look like you. I'm not interested in being, you know, big muscles and all that. And I tell them that, you know, this is 40 years of exercise. I was a lot bigger before in my 20s and 30s than I am now. And my goal is not to be a competitive bodybuilder and win the Mr. America anymore. You know, my goal is just to continue to train as a competitor, but, you know, at that level, I love training like that. But it's not what I'm advising people to do. I'm advising everybody to find what it is that you're passionate about and include fitness to get there. And if that passion, like I said, is golfing, you can still exercise and do things that help you to golf. If your passion is walking, well, as someone with MS, there's exercises that you need to do to strengthen your legs, and if you have drop foot, doing that so that your walking becomes easier. So fitness is part of everything. Exercise is part of everything that you do, and it has to be part of the management protocol that you use for battling and conquering MS. It's just, you know, I've seen it over and over. It's not even my opinion. It's a proven fact that you have to eat right and you have to exercise when you have a disease like MS, or for life, period. Even if you're a healthy person, you have to eat right, you have to exercise. It's part of everyday life for all of us.
And there have been a lot of studies done recently about MS and exercising that have shown that it is very important to exercise when you have multiple sclerosis, and that, you know, certain types of exercises are very important. And sometimes it's interesting to see which types of exercises they find are the most important, because you wouldn't think that resistance training would be the most important, but, you know, they see that it is.
It's extremely important. You know, I'm a huge advocate, of course, for resistance training, and that has nothing to do with bodybuilding. Resistance training enables your muscles to strengthen, and it enables your muscles to do things that they wouldn't be able to do unless you did resistance training to get stronger. So even a mother that's trying to lift the baby that she just had, or a mom that's working with her two-year-old and has to, you know, get a two-year-old from here to there, it still takes strength. It takes strength in the legs. It takes strength in the arms, in the back, in the shoulders. If you're not resistance training, you're not going to have the strength to do things like that. So resistance training is not about bodybuilding. It's about making your muscles strong enough to even do everyday tasks. You know, you see people in their 60s. You know, I'm 60 years old this year, and you see people my age. I look at them and I go, holy mackerel, they look like they're 80, and they're kind of hunched over. And that's not because they're old. It's because they never exercised or did resistance training in their whole life. So by the time they get to 60 years old, their whole body is now falling apart. Whereas someone who has done resistant training and exercising during their life, at 60 years old, there's no difference between a 60-year-old and a 30-year-old. You know, really, if you look at it,
holy mackerel, David, you do not look 60.
Well, thank you. Thank you, yes. But that's resistance training, you know. So there I am. I'm the poster child for resistance training. You've got to do it. It's very important.
Yeah. And people always tell me I don't look my age, but let me just say, like, you don't look your age. I feel like I look my age this year. Oh my gosh.
we all do. It's funny because, you know, I look in the mirror and I see the old guy. But when I'm at the gym and the young guys come over to me and they say, yeah, we saw you on the internet, and, you know, we're really proud of what you're doing. And they say the same thing. Damn, you're 60 years old? We didn't think you were older than 40. But for me, I look at myself and I see the 60-year-old. So, you know, it's all how people see you and how you see yourself.
Yeah, it's all your own perception. Yeah, it's so... It's insane.
Well, getting old is not fun, but you know, as long as you keep yourself fit and healthy, and, you know, and with MS like we have, you really got to do a lot of things to fight not only the aging process, but to fight the disease process. you know, if you do those things, then life's not as difficult as you get older as a lot of people make it out to be. You know, I don't look at my age. I get up in the morning and I do the same things I did that I have 30 years ago. I work out and I work and I do what I need to do and I spend time with my wife and I do, you know, everything that I need to do for the charity and helping people with MS. And I'm not doing anything less now than I was a long time ago, other than I've got new things that I'm doing. So, you know, the old things were replaced with the new things. Because I have MS, I'm doing a lot of things that are MS-related that I wasn't doing 30 years ago, but I'm still doing a lot of exercise and a lot of activity and a lot of business. And, you know, a lot of people at my age are slowing down. I don't want to slow down because I could tell Kendra, you know, the day that I slow down, the day that I stop going to the gym, in my life's over. You know, this is what I do. I want to do this until God takes me. You know, it's not about age. It's about activity.
Yeah, that's very true. Very, very true. You need to, I mean, I feel like people need to continue finding the next thing. I mean, it's all about what you need to do next. I mean, you need to focus on, it's drive. You can't lose your drive in life. And
absolutely.
I mean, no matter what. I mean, no matter what your drive is for, you can't lose that. You can't lose your spark. Because if you lose your spark, you're giving up. I mean, that's not good.
No, and, you know, you find that one of the biggest problems in the MS community is depression, because, you know, a lot of people with MS have given up or they feel that they can't do certain things anymore. And a lot of times, you know, there's some validity to what they're saying, because when you're sitting in a wheelchair and you're having a rough time getting up and you're not walking anymore, yes, you've been taken, you know, out of the norm for you. You're no longer doing what you were doing. But if the mind is telling you that you can continue to do things, then you're going to have a positive attitude. You know, you're one of the things that really bothers me, Lisa, is this whole cure MS kind of mentality that if you eat certain ways and you do certain things, you're going to cure MS and you can cure yourself. And that bothers me, because there's no cure for MS. And yes, you're helping and you are improving yourself, but you're not curing yourself. So you still have to have in your mind that you're battling a disease and you have to do the things to overcome it. And I don't like people giving false hope about if you eat enough kale, you're going to be curing your MS, because that doesn't happen. But on the positive side of it is that if you're mentally in the right place and you get up in the morning and you say, I'm going to be positive and I'm going to do whatever I can to live a healthy life. Some of the times when people are in a wheelchair is because they've given up and they sit there because they feel more comfortable in that state of mind. And you got to get out of that. And that's why, you know, depression.
And they feel like
so
it might
prevalent.
Be less painful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and they've convinced
not
themselves.
Not as hard.
I know. You know, people have convinced themselves that they can't do something, and therefore they can. So, again, there's no cure for MS, and I'm not saying that you're going to jump up out of a wheelchair because you're exercising and eating right, but the frame of mind that you have is very important, because you cannot go into that dark place and be depressed, because then what happens, it becomes a spiral down. You never will get out of that spiral if you keep thinking that way, and nothing will be accomplished. So like you said, and to your point, you have to have a drive for something. Whatever that is, make a goal. Find something that you want to accomplish and shoot for that, and make the goal realistic so that you don't fail at it purposely. You know, whether it's I'm going to stand up out of this chair today, you know, and that's your goal, that someday that's going to happen, then make that the goal. You know, you don't have to have a goal that I'm going to get out of a wheelchair and run a marathon. You know, that's maybe you will somewhere down the road. But have that drive to accomplish one thing, and that's going to change the way that you perceive your life with multiple sclerosis.
Yeah, that's very well put. Yeah, I have a friend who, she was a marathon runner, and she has multiple sclerosis, and right now she is wheelchair bound, but she is intent on walking, and it is. She works very, very hard, very, 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 very hard on, you know, trying to get up, get out of her chair, and walk all the time. And, you know, I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her because she puts her 100% into it, into exercising and trying.
Let me say this about that, because it, I've got a parallel story, and I would like you to connect her to me. So when we're off on the radio, just, you know, try to connect the two of us, because I'd like to talk to her and help her. But there was a woman who's now a very close friend of Kendra and I's. Her name is Michelle, and she came to the gym. She was using a wheelchair and a walker, and she's young. She was like 40 years old, and she was a ballerina. And she used to dance professionally. Well, she was no longer dancing, of course, with MS, and she was in a wheelchair. And I said to her, I will get you out of that wheelchair, and I will get you to not use a walker, and you will dance again. And she told me, well, Dave, I'll listen to you, but I think you're crazy, but I'll listen to you. So I put her on a workout program. I worked with her. I helped her. She ate right. She did the right things. And do you know that we have her on video about 6 months ago, she was dancing with her father. She no longer uses a wheelchair, a walker, or a cane, and she's walking. Now, I'm not telling you that everybody in a wheelchair can do that. That's not my point. But my point is that she was convinced that she needed a walker and a wheelchair and a cane. But evidently, she really doesn't, because she's now dancing and walking without it. The key for her was exercise and nutrition and having the right mindset, the three keys that I keep talking about. And there are a lot of people that are using walkers, canes, and wheelchairs that don't need them because they're not following the three keys to fitness, and that's why they're where they're at. And those are the people that have the ability to do what I'm saying and to work with the MS Fitness Challenge and other organizations that are involved in helping people with MS to be able to do the things they want to do. But again, like you said, going back to that drive, you have to have a goal and you have to have the positive frame of mind and get up that morning that you make that decision and say, I am going to put myself on the path to beating this disease. And that alone will get you way ahead of where you are today.
Yeah. Now, I want to know how you have so much energy.
I don't.
I just fake it.
I don't. Yeah, seriously, I have the same fatigue that everybody else with MS does. So I tell people I go to sleep tired and I wake up tired. I work out tired, and I do all that I'm doing tired. It's part of having MS, but I have learned to be able to do what I need to do despite that feeling of fatigue from MS. And to be honest with you, in the morning, I drink my McCall Fitness LY2, and it's got enough nutrients and things in there, a little bit of caffeine, and it gets me going. And then when I take my night formula, it helps me sleep, which I wasn't doing before. It was always, you know, up every few hours, but the formulation that they have helps you with melatonin and some of the other ingredients. It gives you a really nice sleep. So maybe if I do wake up, I wake up once as opposed to four times. So I feel a little bit more energy and rested than I did before I was using those products. But to be honest with you, like I said, I am tired, you know. It's part of MS, and you just have to be able to push yourself past it and do the things that you want to do and not let that fatigue destroy your life.
And it's amazing how many things that you have gotten accomplished within the last year. Because
well,
I talked to you
so
a year ago.
Yeah.
So it's truly amazing.
We have a great wife. You know, if I didn't have Kendra doing a lot of things that people don't even realize she does for me, I couldn't do it. You know, there's a lot of day-to-day things that happen running a household, running the back end of a charity, you know, just organizing things when it comes to traveling. You know, Kendra handles all that. If I had to handle that on top of everything else, there's no way I could do it. So having – and you know this because you have a partner. If you have someone that's supportive and that gives to you and that helps you with what you're doing, it makes your life easier and then you could accomplish those things. But I've always been like a type AAA personality where one thing is never enough for me. I've got to do 10 things at once. I just think that it's something that's inbred, and when I had MS, it didn't change that personality. I just have to push past the fatigue that I never had before I had MS. So that's, I think, the most difficult part of accomplishing all these things, Lisa.
Yeah, and I totally understand you and the first thing and the second thing. Except some days it's harder than others.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like today, I feel like I've been run over by a truck.
I've had those days, you know, and when I have those days, Kendra will say to me, just rest a little bit, you know, and I'll take my little break and I'll get rejuvenated and I'll start back up. But, yeah, there's good days and there's bad days with MS, and I'm no different than anybody else when it comes to that. It's a struggle, and MS is not a great disease to have, and I'm sure everybody that's listening to this that has MS would choose not to have it, but we have it, so we need to do the things that we can to conquer it, and we will conquer it. And one day there will be a cure. I just hope that they release it because, you know, there's cures for all sorts of things, and that's a whole nother topic, they withhold things. And, yeah, we don't get them, but let's hope that there will be a cure for this disease, and I hope in our lifetime with all the research that they're doing, and we don't have to battle it anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I saw that article as well. I think that you and I are on the same page with that.
Okay.
But, yes. I think you're talking about the article about the fact that they don't really sell the information that came out this week. Yeah, and I think that there will be that. There's been so many amazing medications released, and there's been so many scientific breakthroughs. And, you know, there's been so many amazing people out there doing things. And more people are out there working for the good than anything else. And you got to know that. I mean, like, I know that. I know that you think of people generally in a good way. And I think that people think of, you know, others that way in general, hopefully.
I think we all have the same, you know, the same goal, most of us that are in the MS community. To help each other, you know, to work together. You know, my friend Matt Embry up in Canada, the amazing things that he's doing. You know, Matt Cavallo in Arizona, a good friend of mine who's an amazing advocate for MS. You know, there's just so many of us, and we're all kind of connected, and, you know, we're befriending each other and supporting each other. And I think that's the key to what we're doing with MS, is for all of us to take our expertise and put them together so that we're helping every single person with MS in what it is that they need to be helped in.
And I think that is what's going to unite everyone, is we as a community are, we're going to beat back, you know, this thing. And I think that our community is getting so strong that everyone is listening now. The drug companies obviously are listening. I mean, they're working with you. So, I mean, it...
Well, it's exciting. It's exciting. You know,
yeah.
What EMD Serrano is doing to support the MS Fitness Challenge and what I'm doing, it really is a light at the end of the tunnel that we have a big company like that standing with us for fitness and nutrition and exercise. And, you know, so we're doing something right, Lisa. You're doing something right. I'm doing something right. Matt Embry's doing something right. All of us that are working down this road to educate and train and connect all of us with MS, we're doing something right, because I believe that we're getting somewhere, and I see people listening, and I see companies listening, and, you know, it's just an exciting time for us. And with my new TV show, when I have that episode where we spend a whole hour working with people with MS, people will see for a whole episode on a series what MS is about, how we're working to beat it in the gym and through nutrition and the support that we're getting. So, you know, these are all great things that are happening, and I'm really glad that you had me on the show tonight, and I appreciate it. I always support what you're doing, and appreciate all the hard work that you put into what you're doing to help people in the MS community. Before we go, I do want people to get the website for a charity, which is msfitnesschallenge.com. See what we're doing on Facebook. It's MS Fitness Challenge Gym for the closed group that they can get into. And we also have an MS Fitness Challenge regular Facebook page as well. AstroDurance.com is where partners with on the new bungee system for people with MS, and also the fitness world, helping people to get into great exercise routines. MSWorkouts.com is where people can go to get into a program if they want, a monthly kind of service that they can get into to get exercises specifically for MS that is run by neurologists, personal trainers, and physical therapists that are all MS-related. You know, we just have so many things going on. I hope that everybody has a chance to take a look at it. And always, I'm always available, Lisa, for anybody listening via Facebook or email. They could contact me, and I answer every message or email that's brought to me. Sometimes it takes me a day to get there with all the response, but I do help anybody that reaches out and needs help.
And David does. I will reinforce that. He does answer back when you contact him on Facebook. And he will give you help if you answer him. He's a wonderful person. Yeah,
thank you
very
Lisa.
Much. Yeah, no, of course. Can you answer a few questions?
Sure.
About, I wanted to ask you, what supplements do you think are the most important to take when you work out and you have MS?
Well, I'm always going to tell people that anything that is anti-inflammatory for you is important. You know, things like turmeric are very important because they're good anti-inflammatories. But, you know, there's a lot of things that people don't even know about, like creatine HCL that is out there. There's a company called Concrete that makes an amazing creatine. Now, creatine is one of the most studied supplements out there that nobody even really knows about. And for MS, it's a fantastic supplement to help muscle tone and just all sorts of things, connecting the nervous system. It's just a phenomenal product. But there's a lot of different supplements I could really be on this program for 2 hours talking about supplements. You know, it's all about inflammation. And, you know, some things work for people and some don't. You know, I know people that take turmeric and it doesn't help them, and I know people that take it and it does. So it's really an experiment. Biotin, the biotin, which is a B vitamin, they were doing a study on high-dose biotin, and I even tried it on myself at 300 milligrams a day, which is very, very high. And they were saying and hoping that it was going to help in the connection of nerves, and they're finding that it's not really working, even though they thought it was, and I didn't find it to work. So, but there are people that have taken that high dose, and it has worked for them. So, you know, Lisa, it's really an experiment. The best thing to do is to look at what supplements are anti-inflammatory. Look that up. It's really easy Google search. And one by one, try the things that you're not taking to see if it works. Give it 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, just to see if it's causing any type of good effects or bad effects. And then you start either adding things or eliminating them. It's everybody's an individual. And I make sure people understand that there's no one-size-fits-all nutritional supplement program that's going to work for every single person, just like there's no one-size-fits-all exercise program. It all has to work individually.
That's great. Yeah, I agree. I take creatine every day. But, yeah, many people don't know about
HCL.
It.
Have you taken creatine HCL? Because creatine HCL made by concrete is the best. It's microdosed, and it goes right into the system. And the person that created it is the physicist that actually founded creatine HCL. He creates concrete, and it's an amazing product. I use it as well every single day. I wish more people with MS would try creatine because, you know, everybody thinks it's a bodybuilding supplement, and yes, it is. But it's also great for the nervous system and for muscle growth and recovery.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fantastic product.
Yeah. It's one of the two shelves of medications I take every day, a shelf of vitamins at least. But, yeah, and then there's a picture of my refrigerator open because I've had so many questions about just what I eat every day. It's like, well, I eat organic products. I shop for vegetables and fruit and, you know, healthy meat products. I don't know. Open a wall, Terry Wall's book.
Yeah, well, she's great. I mean, her book is a fantastic book. Her diet is a great basis for MS dieting. Again, it's all individualized. So some of the things that may be inflammatory for you are not inflammatory for someone else. Someone with MS, some people can eat rice and grains, and it doesn't give them inflammation, whereas others it does. So even with diets, and as great as the WALS protocol is, you still have to adapt things that fit individually for your body and the way that your metabolism is and the way that your body works and the way that it assimilates nutrients and foods and things like that. It's all individual.
Yeah, like I do a kind of it's a mix of diets. It's I don't know, as much as I can say, it's a mix of diets. we have a caller. Let's see who this is. 860, you're on Mess with MS. 860, you're on Mess with MS with David Lyons and Lisa Dreyer. Hello.
I guess we lost
them. They should be here, but okay. I guess they don't want to talk to us.
Yeah. Well, I'll throw in another couple of things that are very anti-inflammatory while we're talking about it. Fish oil, alpha lipoic acid, ginger can be anti-inflammatory. Resveratrol, spirulina is also good. But again, you know, I could throw out 100 different things that you can take in supplements, but I'd still like people to try different things themselves and to see what works and what doesn't work for their body.
Yeah. I just know that diet, exercise, vitamins, and just living a good and happy life has really changed my life. Working with my doctor, too, not being resistant.
Absolutely. All of these things, it's a program, you know, it's a management protocol people have to have. It's not just one thing, it's a combination.
Yeah. So, thank you so much once again, David, for coming on the show tonight. And I am so glad that you've been able to come on Mess with MS tonight. And I invite you to come on the show any other time that you would like to. And I'm so excited for your show to come out and for all the things that you're doing. It's just amazing.
Thank you, Lisa. It's my pleasure to be on your show whenever you have me.
It's my pleasure to talk to you again. It's wonderful to say hi to you and hear your voice.
Look for the new TV show in 2019. We'll be announcing it. I will actually be on the MS episode, so you guys will get to see me in my acting clothes. it's going to be fun. And again, thank you so much for having me on. And anybody that needs to reach out to me, I'm on Facebook and the website and anywhere that you want to try to connect. I'll be more than happy to help anyone that needs help.
Thank you so much.
Lisa, have a great evening.
Okay, thank you. And for anyone out there in our quote-unquote TV audience, you are listening to Mess with MS. Our guest tonight was David Lyons. And on our next show on the 12th, Randy Wheeler will be on, and that will be May 12th. Thank you very much, and I hope you guys have a great night. You can listen to all the other shows in our archive. Thanks.